Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who love sharing how astrology works on a daily basis in the stars, in our lives, in the world at large. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota. And I am usually joined by my co-host, Mark Woltz, and Anne Ortley, who are not on tonight, but will be on in future talks. Last week, I believe, we did not make it at all while Mercury was stationary. And I was stuck in an airplane flying around Sioux Falls in almost a bad Mercury retrograde, Mercury stationary jokes, circling and circling and circling. But I'm happy to be moving forward now. The energy is building up speed. On Monday, Pluto turned direct after many months stationary. And it's interesting that it happened just in time for the presidential debates, as it was a chance to turn the corner and move forward. So there was a whole discussion on what is the right use of power. Whenever we see Pluto playing out, we ask, what is the right use of power? How can I move forward with this? A lot of people have been feeling a churning up of their emotional conditions this week as Pluto turned direct, bringing up our emotions, bringing up old issues or sadnesses. But if we can coast through and kind of clear the gutters and let it go through, fall is really beginning now. We had the fall equinox 6 days ago. 2 days ago, the sun conjunct Jupiter. We're beginning to pick up speed, and that's a time of expansion and movement. Mercury is finally picking up some momentum. Pluto has turned direct. Uranus and Neptune are still retrograde, but the majority of the planets now are in forward motion. Mars left Sagittarius, which it was good for wandering and asking questions and speaking truth this fall, but wasn't great for getting work done. And Mars has just gone in to Capricorn and increasing our temper, yes, but our momentum, our immune system, our determination, our ambition, and our frustration if we're not on track with those. So it's been very powerful time to begin to pick up speed. It's time to get to work. It's time to get on track and do what we came here to do. Now, Venus and Mars are both in inward-looking signs. Venus in Scorpio, Mars in determined, active, but still introverted Capricorn. Introverted in the true sense of needing, of being energized by time alone. So we may wander around looking, either needing solitude, or those that are not comfortable with solitude still find that this is a time for us to become comfortable with solitude, change our relationship to solitude so it feels richer, more fed, more connected to spirit and soul. Now, Saturn is squaring the Neptune all year long, and the moon is squaring Saturn tonight as we speak in Virgo, asking us to get to work. We just have to be careful not to be hard on ourselves during this lineup of planets, because it's so easy to really push ourselves or feel like we're not accomplishing what we want to do. We can be hard on ourselves, but that won't help us tap into our resources. That won't help us tap into our source. So to be both, feel a new determination, but bring in consciously a new for self-forgiveness. Together, these move forward in a good way. Now, one question I've been asked a lot in the last couple of weeks, yet again, is there was another article out about how NASA is redefining our signs by changing the by adding in the 13th sign for the rise along the zodiacal belt. And Ann Ortley responded to this well in the New York Daily News. I'm so glad. And I want to bring that up again if you are asked. The Western world and the Eastern world see the zodiac differently. There are some Western sidereal astrologers who are considering whether or not to add in the 13th sign. But we don't define the signs by the constellations. We define the signs by the, we're Earth-centric, so we define it by the solstice and the equinox. Once, many thousands of years ago, when astrology first had its origins, we looked up in the night sky and saw, we divided up the sky into 12 parts based along the where the path of the sun, which is where the zodiac is, and in that path of the sun, divided up by the equinoxes and the solstices, we into quarters, and then each of those quarters into thirds. And we named the thirds after the constellations that we saw behind us. Now, the constellations are a group of planets that are not related by anything other than our perception of them here on Earth. They're not close together. They don't have energy fields. They point out a part of the solar system with huge differences between them. They look related to us, and we projected onto them an image that's an Earth archetype. Do we really think the planets out there, the stars out there, look like, are related to a ram or a woman holding a sheaf of wheat? No, these are very earthly images. They are archetypes that work within our earthly system. And so when the first month of the year after the spring equinox feels ram-like, full of vim and vigor and boldly beginning, and we see a pattern in the sky, we project that archetype on them. And the Western astrologers continued to follow those relationships to the equinox and the solstice, whereas the Vedic astrologers and some Western sidereals follow the constellations themselves. If you follow the constellations yourself, and I say I don't think there's a wrong way of doing it. It's like cutting the orange in different directions. When you, it looks very different, and when we put all the pieces together, we get the most whole view. We mean such different things by the signs of the zodiac. It's a shame that we use the same names. But once upon a time, 5,000 years ago, when the zodiac was beginning, or the astrology was beginning, they were one and the same. Since then, we have moved through the galaxy, and they are no longer in coincidence. They're off by about half a sign. If you follow the signs, you might choose to divide them up a little bit differently than they have been divided in the past, putting in that 13th piece, because that's how many constellations there are in that area. But again, the constellations are only constellations because of our perspective here on Earth. They're only grouped together. If you follow the Earth-centric place, there will always be 12 divisions based on the equinox and the solstice, and you never need to worry about the 13th sign. So just think about that when people tell you astrology is wrong. I know they have a misconception on how we, what the signs mean. And again, I would say, not say they're wrong, but they're wrong to think that we're wrong. And we'll leave it at that tonight. I've got quite a few callers. Only one of you has raised your hand. If more of you are interested in, make sure I see some more buttons. I'm going to start taking calls, and I will see how far we get. Hello, you're on the air. How can I help you?
is Danielle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Danielle.
Hello, Danielle. Hi.
And
my
when were you born?
6/13/81.
And what time?
9:25 a.m. Alton, Illinois, A-L-T-O-N.
Mm-hmm. And what's your question tonight?
Well, I didn't have a chance to look at an apartment before I moved into it when I moved here to Roanoke, Virginia, and I got into an apartment with black mold, and I took my landlord to court, and we're in mediation, and they're refusing to fix the cabinets because they're particle board and water absorbed into them, and they're refusing to fix the cabinets. And I'm kind of stuck because I don't have enough income to move somewhere else, and I have a disability where it makes it very hard for me to sit and stand at a job.
And you moved to, and I'm looking at your chart, when did you move to Roanoke?
July 8th. And I was here for 2 weeks, went back to Asheville, North Carolina, and then I came back in the hopes that they were going to have the situation fixed because I called code enforcement, but they didn't fix the apartment.
Have you ever thought of moving to the Southwest, like Phoenix, Arizona, and the dry country out there? We've got some nice lines astrologically out there.
I don't have any money.
I know. I'm just kind of saying, should you ever get a chance,
right,
consider that. So let's take a look at this. And you've called in code enforcement. And you're trying to figure out. You're trying to figure out what's happening next.
Right.
There is a chance that in, just even in a few days, Venus comes to conjunct your moon, that there will be some good news for you around this.
Okay.
And it's asking you to hold on to your personal authority. The sun, transiting sun, is conjunct your natal Saturn, and to speak up and find a mediation between what you could go for and what they're willing to give you.
They're willing to give me all my money back, but I've looked at places and they're just nasty because of the amount of rent it is in this area, and I went and looked, and they're just gross. And this place, a lot of the houses here are 100-year-old houses with wet, moldy basements.
What brought you there?
And they want you to have 3 times the rent amount to even move into any of the nicer places.
Well, why did you move there?
To start my health and nutrition business.
And you can't do it while you're feeling nasty here.
Right.
Do you feel like it's better there than in North Carolina? Is that why you decided to move there?
Yeah, for business, yes.
Okay. I want you to kind of open your mind a little bit wider to where could you, I'd like you to get out of that apartment and look for a place. You know that you're very environmentally sensitive, so it's going to be very important for you to look at a place before you take it,
right,
and to smell it,
right,
and to feel it, you know. And I think that the issue of toxicity at home, this isn't the first time. It looks like you have felt some toxicity at home growing up, that you had some familiar experiences around, you know, not having your home feel safe to you.
Right.
Would you say that's true?
Right, not as far as uncleanliness, but unsafe.
No.
Emotionally, physically, all
exactly.
That stuff, yes.
Right. So this is a different form of it, but this is an old issue for you. And so I want you to think back on that process. And that, you know, what you can do this time is stand up for your health. And you couldn't, when you were young, go into you couldn't get out of it and get out of the toxic situation. But this time you can, and it's important for you to do that. And I would say nothing is more important right now than looking around, and if you can't find a place there to live, then this is the wrong place. The
you
wrong town.
You being able to get a part-time job at least for a little bit and
yes.
being able to manage it to make enough money to move?
I think the sooner you move, the sooner you'll get a part-time job. But yes, I do see you getting a job. And this looks all like it falls into place fairly quickly. Or that it could fall into place fairly quickly. And that, you know, certainly within the next 6 months, you start to feel at home and making connections. And that right away, we want to get you into a part-time job that will help you feel a little bit more balanced while you're building your business. But the first step is to get you out of a toxic home and into something that you can live in.
Right.
Good luck on that, dear.
Thank
you,
Heather.
I'm going to go on to the next one. Good luck.
Thank you.
Hello, this is, you're on the line, 863. How can I help you?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. My birthday is 5/17/75.
Yep.
And I was born in the Bronx at 1:17 a.m.
And the Bronx.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a creative person stuck in the corporate cycle that is unfulfilling, and
mm-hmm.
I'm realizing that I want to start my own business, but I just don't really know where that needs to be, where I need to go in terms of that, and also I want to be in a different environment. I'm just wondering if you see anything that
like different environment as in different town, different environment as in
like a different state. Yeah.
And so I'll start there by looking at your astrocartography charts. And
okay.
the first thing we do when we look at the astrocartography charts is I just want to check to see which planets are strong in your chart. The sun and the moon are somewhat challenged, as is Saturn. So we would want to move on a Venus, Mercury, Mars, or Jupiter line. And if we take your chart, and that's using traditional astrology, weighting totals, which planets when a planet is not in a sign that it's strong in, it works in unusual ways, and they can do wonderful things, but it won't work the same way in the astrocartography. So we'd like to move you to a good page, good place.
Okay.
And so the East Coast has, you know, it's only so-so for you. It's got the sun and the moon lines, but those aren't the strongest ones.
Yeah.
You have, you've got that Pluto on the midheaven and Jupiter on the IC that goes right through California. It's about halfway distance between Sacramento and Los Angeles, up near Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. So basically the whole West Coast is interesting for
that's
you.
That's amazing because I've been feeling compelled and I've been feeling a draw to California for a while. And, and my sister actually just landed there today, like, to go stay for, like, a month. Yeah, so I'm
so
just
go visit, honey,
like,
and stay. I'm going to try looking at your chart, relocated to the new possibilities out to California.
Okay.
And just see what changes it makes. And tell me about what business are you in and what, if you bapped yourself over the head with a magic wand, would you be doing?
Wow. Well, I've always been into dance and a natural in just terms of being dramatic and voice, you know, just kind of like anything
creative. You're going to be dramatic, yes.
So right now I'm working in a fashion company, so I'm feeling slightly compelled. I have no designing skills, but I'm feeling compelled to perhaps start my own line something regarding clothing. That'll be really out of the norm for me. But I feel
Have you taken design courses? I mean, because it feels like you've got the design in you. You're a naturally creative being. You have Venus in the fifth house. You have a particular flair for working with women and the female form. You have your north node on the midheaven. So work, you know, you can be famous for what you do. I think, you know, you've got that steadiness. There's some tough aspects that you've been going through. Pluto is in the process of opposing your Saturn, so that's sort of a death and rebirth of your work. And that's all last year and all next year. So you're right in the middle of it. This is the time to be asking these questions.
Okay.
Have you gone to design school? If you're in New York, have you taken any classes at Parsons or gone over to the Fashion Institute?
Well, no, but I'm researching and I'm considering enrolling in January to, you know, just kind of get my feet wet. So I am strongly considering that. I have one more quick question, though, regarding my – well, I'm also a mother, so my living situation is quite interesting. And, so I'm feeling compelled from a spiritual perspective.
Bless your mom. How old's your little one?
Well, they're teenagers. I have a 14-year-old and a 17-year-old.
Okay,
and,
some big ones. Yeah.
Yeah, they're big guys.
So, hey, 14 and 17, you're almost out of the woods.
Yes, exactly. But we're not living together. I had a rough time with their father. So I'm living with family now, and I'm feeling really trapped in the living situation and at work. I'm just feeling very trapped. I don't know.
So first thing you need to do is promise yourself that this is changing.
Okay.
And you have, natally, you have a Mars sextile your sun, which is lovely, but right now Uranus is sitting semi-sextiling both of them, leaving you feeling really irritated and wound up. And you might want to spend money when you're under stress, and you need to save your money at the moment. Think of this year as really, it's not that you're stuck. It's that you're building the future.
Okay.
And I think it's, I mean, I love your teenagers, but I bet it's good for you to have a little time away from them to kind of recenter yourself in your own life.
Yeah.
It feels like they're okay wherever they are.
Yeah, they're good. I stayed home with them for 7 years. I homeschooled them and everything. So it was, you know, we definitely.
I feel like they're in good shape. And that what you need to do now is to show them how to live out their dreams. You need to model for them how to do
this. I've been feeling that. Thank you for saying that.
You know, and that if you model what it's like to live out your dreams and take yourself seriously and turn your life around, you give them a huge gift. That you need to stay in touch. What they need from you is attention. So if you check in on them and you celebrate things with them and you go to their, you know, school things and you give them some attention when you can, but don't feel like they need the dailiness from you the same way they did.
Wow. That's so reaffirming. I see them like maybe once a week. And
That's
we
great.
Usually have a really good time. Yeah.
Excellent.
Wow.
And when you see them, you are the audience. And you water what you want to grow in them. And so you just shine your loving light on the things that they're ready to grow. And you know that the rest of the world is going to be giving them a hard time about the other stuff.
Yeah.
So you help them grow. You help them believe in themselves. Okay?
Do you see me moving to California within like another year or two? Is it going to be some time from now before that happens?
I think it's a little bit of time, and it feels like you've just got a little bit more to do here. One, and it feels like the younger one needs at least another year with you nearby. And two, it feels like, you know, if you can get the fashion training underneath your belt before you go out, it may be easier to get it started out there.
Okay.
Okay? And you'll use the corporate work, and you think of when you go into your corporate job, you're going in saying, okay, I'm studying how to run a business so I can run my own business.
Yes, I've been thinking that.
I am building the money up so I can go start my own business. And you just feel like everything you're doing is helping you create a good foundation for the future. Okay?
Wonderful.
And it's, you know, it's not going to be comfortable, but this is like you're building the foundations. It's like you're digging down into the ground to put in the building blocks so that you can build a good tower. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I have to go now. We're almost over the show.
Okay.
Good luck on
that.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time and energy.
My great pleasure.
Okay.
And for everyone else, use this week wisely to kind of get yourself in the right direction, heading where you need to go, so that you can move forward. And you know, now that winter is finally picking up, now that the fall is finally falling into place, take it forward. Venus trines Neptune this week, and as we move into that, we move into a chance to believe in our dreams. The sun sextiles Saturn next week, and we grow. We have the power to start manifesting some dreams. So good luck. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.